Well, we are just back into town here from our sojourn to the Sunshine State, and we're a day late getting episode 6 of our Free Phil Henry podcast up and ready and online and up and erect and stiff and throbbing. We'd like to thank our friends at Amazon.com for providing such great support for PhilHenryRadio.com. If you have anything that you'd like to get from Amazon.com, if you've got anything that you'd like to get in the way of gaming, in the way of books, in the way of music, in the way of anything that you might need for your enjoyment, for your edification, for your education, please, folks, access the wonderful people at Amazon through our Amazon.com banner there on our homepage. Pardon me, my take it away, RC. I have to clear my throat.
Yeah, well, leading RC, my name's Bud Dickman.
Oh, sorry. Our episode here is of RC Collins. Take it away, Bud Dickman.
But you know about nothing? I don't know what's going to be on this one.
All right, so this is R.C. Collins, and he gets shot by his mother.
With the weight.
Absolutely. R.C. Collins trying to get online to look at some pictures of I guess, executed inmates in Florida, goes to his mother's room to get DSL and winds up getting shot. It's R.C. Collins featured on this special Episode 6 of the Free Phil Henry Show podcast.
Here is Chatsworth on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, great show as always.
Thanks.
Listen, did you see the protest that they had about the executions in Florida?
I heard that they had a protest regarding what was that? Was that regarding the
Well, they showed the pictures. They say they show pictures online.
They showed, yeah, execution pictures. Hold on.
Give me the story, will you, Mike?
The picture is what?
The story is the macabre photographs of a Florida execution posted on the internet. I'm reading this off of CNN.com. The macabre photographs of a Florida execution posted on the internet have prompted the repeated shutdown of the state Supreme Court computer system as millions log on to give their views on capital punishment.
And so they have these pictures posted on what?
They got it on the official website of the state of Florida.
They do. And what has happened? Are people looking at these?
Well, basically what's happened is there's been so many hits that it's shutting the website down. And apparently the pictures are pretty graphic and they show a lot of stuff.
Well, what are they showing? They got a picture here. Who did they put to death recently? Alan Lee Davies or...
No. Alan Lee Davis, and they showed a picture of him. He had blood coming out of his nose and everything. And they showed a picture of him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
They showed a picture of the guy after he was wasted in the chair?
Yeah, they greased him in the chair. Then they put a picture of him on there.
Jesus. So what's this? So everybody's logging on?
Well, the story says it's got a flurry of praise and criticism for Florida's highest court. And then they say that the death penalty should remain a deterrent when people can see it.
Oh, man. Now, they've got a picture of this guy, and he's like what? He's got blood coming out of his nose?
Yeah. The picture of a friend of mine, Chris Sorensen, logged on the other night. He got on. I've not been able to. I've been trying all night. But I don't have DSL. My mom does. But they had a picture of his face is blue and everything.
Jesus. So are they going to put more of these on?
Yeah. They're going to put on a picture of this guy, Terry Melvin, and another guy named Anthony Braden, too. And when they get greased, they're going to put the picture up there, too.
God, that is just... I don't know why it is I don't like that, although I'm not anti-death penalty.
I think the death penalty can be a deterrent, especially for the young people.
Well, I don't know whether it's a deterrent. I don't believe in death penalty as deterrent. I believe in death penalty as just sensible. You got a guy, he's a murderer. It's justice. There's no two ways about it. It's total justice. Take his life. I mean, that's my feeling, you know.
Well, that's my feeling too, Phil. I wanted to get your feeling on that. Which, in your feelings, what?
I said, my feeling is that the death penalty is good. I'm not some guy that says grease every do. I believe that there should be a lengthy appeal process because we have put innocent men and women to death in the history of this country, and that's a worse crime than anything that they could have done.
Well, what's your feeling? feeling on it.
I'm trying to get my feeling out here, Ace, okay?
All right, I'm sorry.
I said that I think... Well, who cares what my feeling is, man? We're I believe in the death penalty. What are you talking about?
Well, do you think we ought to fry him like a dog? Or do you think we ought to put him down like a dog? Do you think...
I don't care how we do it. Do it in a way that is quick, efficient. I think a firing squad is a very nice thing. Gas chamber, that sounds good. Everybody's going to the lethal injection. That seems to be a pretty quick and dirty way of doing it. You know, I used to work in an animal hospital, man. We used to put dogs down like that.
Yeah, you give them a lethal injection.
Yeah, exactly. And we used to do it with sodium pentothal.
Do they bleed from the nose?
Do who?
The dogs.
No, they do not. It's a very quick, and that's the end of it.
What about hanging and stuff? See, they got a lot of...
I don't know about hanging. Hanging is also one of those things that seems like it'd be hit and miss. Look, if there's one thing that we've learned how to do, it's kill people, and we ought to do it quick, easy, no fuss, no muss, and put these guys out.
Well, I believe in the death penalty as a deterrent, but I believe, personally, that you should show these pictures because it's a deterrent.
You think showing the pictures of these guys after they've been iced in the
electric chair
or any way of killing them is a deterrent?
Absolutely, Phil. And I think the state of Florida is doing people an injustice because nobody can get online and see the pictures. And there's a lot of young people like me out there. I really think they should be allowed. And
they're showing the pictures right now. You say your friend saw it?
Yeah, Chris Sorensen's seen it. I ain't been able to get on tonight yet, but I really feel that it's important because it's a deterrent. And if kids don't get to see it, like if I don't get to see the pictures, then what? Then I might want to commit murder.
What do you mean if you don't get to see?
It's a deterrent. That's what you got to understand. It's a major deterrent. And if I don't get to see the pictures, I'd want to kill a man. That's why on account I should see him.
What are you talking about, you want to kill a man?
I mean, it's a deterrent. And
I know it's a deterrent. So unless you can see these pictures tonight, you're going to want to run out and kill somebody.
No, but I'm saying a lot of kids would be like that. And if I don't get to see them, then yeah, it's not deterring me from killing nobody. So I want to see them.
Well,
Well, wait a minute. Okay, I just found out something. Hold on for a minute.
Who is this kid?
Hold on for a minute.
I'm holding on.
Yeah? What about it? You sure? Are you sure? Okay. Phil, we got a back door to the site.
All right, that means...
We got a back door to the site. I got a back door from Chris. Now, this is so you can see the pictures of the executed guys. www.http://bodybag.gov.fla.org. Okay? That is...
Now, you call that a back door to the site where you can see the execution pictures.
That is correct. Hold on for a minute. I'll log on. It's www.http...
.http...
/... .bodybag...
Oh, no, wait a minute. You had /...
.. bodybag... .gov... .fla...
.gov... .fla...
.fla... .org. It's a back door to the site.
Are you logging on to that now?
Logging on right now. God damn it.
What?
I don't have DSL. My mom's got DSL upstairs. My mom's got DSL upstairs.
Well, I don't know whether or not I have to take some time here, you know, to go through whether or not you want to get on this site and listen to you do it.
Downloading too slow. Hold on for a minute.
All right. Well, look at kid. Good luck to you, all right? I mean, the point that I'm trying to make here is that I believe that it is a deterrent. And
hold on for just a minute, Phil.
Where are you going now?
I'm going upstairs. It's a little tough going upstairs to my mom's room because she keeps a gun. She says anybody comes into her room at night, you know, it's like, because we got burglarized once, so.
What are you doing?
Well, she keeps a gun by the bed.
Well, don't go in there.
Well, it's all right. She's been drinking tonight.
She's been drinking tonight?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, I'm in.
Look at kid. If your mother has a gun and a bottle...
That's okay. She puts herself to sleep with a bottle. Okay, let me see. www.8...
Hold on for a minute. What are you doing?
Why are you whispering?
All right. Oh. Why are you... Is it www?
Yeah, I got to start all over again. Hold on. www.
Why are you hitting all those keys for www?
Just hold on, okay?
www, and the guy's hitting 800 keys.
Dot, dot.
Oh, man.
Dot body bag.
How many letters are in body bag?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Then why are you hitting the keys 600 times?
Hold on. .gov. .fla. .org. I gotta be really quiet here.
Look, if your mother is asleep and she's drinking and she has a gun...
Backspace.
What do you mean, backspace?
Hold on. Okay, stand by.
Listen, kid, your mother has a gun.
Yeah, she doesn't like me coming in here, but she's got a DSL line. Okay, the pictures are coming up now. DSL loads pretty good, and on account of me wanting to see the pictures, there'll be a deterrent to me wanting to kill somebody. Hold on for a minute. My mom's waking up.
Well, you better make sure that she does. She knows who you are.
Hold on. She's waking up. Hi, Mom. It's me. Mom, it's me. It's RC. Mom. Mom, it's me. Don't, please don't. Ah, God.
What happened?
My mom shot me.
Good God Almighty. Call the cops.
My mother shot me. Hold on, Phil. I'm going fast.
What do you mean you're going fast?
I got to see the pictures. www.oldsploshers.com.
What's Old Sploshers?
Helga Sven and Candy Sim. And Kitten the Tivadot. Why, Mom? Why'd you do it, Mom? Why did you... Oh, yeah, that'll do that, too. Yeah, that... Ow, that hurt.
Will you get off the computer and go get some help or something?
.fat.com. Okay, here they come. Come on, baby. Download before she shoots again. Download. Yeah. 40 double...
Hello? So, let me get this straight. You got some kid calling in, wants to talk about looking at death penalty pictures, and he gets shot by his mother when he goes upstairs to use her DSL line because she's drunk and she keeps a gun by the bed? Is that what you're telling me? Oh, my God. Hold on for a minute. Hello. Is that you? What the hell happened, okay?
Lucky for me, she was drunk. She couldn't shoot straight. She grazed me.
You're grazed.
Yeah. God damn it, it hurts.
Well, get yourself to a doctor, okay?
Ooh, man. Flesh wound. Hold on for a minute.
Jesus.
www.melloncounty.
Will you quit looking up boob pictures, okay?
Stings like a bitch. Hold on. Oh, God. I don't know if I ever told you.
Yeah?
I had testicular cancer.
Right.
They had to remove one of my nuts. She got the good one.
Get downstairs and get a bandage and get an ambulance or whatever it is. If she grazed you, go get one of them,
flesh-colored Band-Aid.
Yeah, go get a flesh-colored Band-Aid, okay?
Damn, we're out of the white people ones. It's too dark brown.
I don't care. Put it on.
Ah!
Are you dead?
No, I was just looking at one of the pictures.
Okay, great.
Hey, this Band-Aid's got Barney on it.
Great, okay, fine. Go to a hospital. Hope they leave you in the hall for an hour.
R.C. Collins there, and the night he was shot by his mother. Something else, huh?
Yeah, I wish he would have stayed shot.
Yeah, what's he doing now?
R.C.'s at the military academy. His father took him in hand and put him in the military academy. And now Commandant Wireman takes him in hand, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I bet.
Anyway, that is episode 6 of the free Phil Henry podcast. And remember, Amazon.com for all, and I mean all, of your needs. Even if you need an automobile, they don't really sell them at Amazon.com, but I'd still go there for an automobile. I'd still go there and muse and meditate on what you can have instead of an automobile.
Free Phil Henry Podcast, episode 7, going to come up on Monday. And don't forget to visit PhilHenryShow.com for a backstage pass.